Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
When you're holy, you don't have much time for sinning. Sin doesn't hang around holiness because holiness rebukes it completely without saying one word. Would you turn with me today to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. I want to start reading with verse 15. And I want to talk about something, and God is so good and gracious about this. I gave a staff meeting the other day to my staff, and they really loved this so much. And I don't know how many of them came up to me and said, you ought to preach that to the church, you know, and because, you know, it was a Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, something like that, you know. And I thought, well, maybe so. And when I got home, the Lord said, I want you to do that. And I want to deal with the word holiness since it's Holy Week. And I want to, the title of the sermon is, why holy? Why do we need to be holy? What's the reason for it? We know God is holy, but why do we need to be holy? Watch this, when we're under grace. Think about that for a minute, see? Why do you have to do that? Some people say, you know, grace, you know, you can do anything you want to do and you never have to worry about anything. Your mama, that ain't right. There's no reason for taking grace and using it to sin. Even Paul said, because grace abounds, sin abounds more, God forbid. So if you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, reading out of the Old King James Version, it says, but as he which hath called you holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living. The word conversation there means living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, why do he say that? Because it's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. So in other words, if God is holy, you should be holy. Now, people misunderstand holiness completely because they think it's so restrictive. I'll deal with that in a few minutes later on. And when it's not, when it's actually God, people seeing you acting like God, talking like God, smelling like God, and being like God. Yet you've been told by the church all your life you can't do that when Jesus said you can't. See, now somebody lying, and it ain't Jesus. It is God's word. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Holiness is necessary for salvation. Amen. If you're going to be saved, if you're going to know Jesus Christ as Lord, you've got to be holy in every which way, shape, or form. Holiness is not clothesline preaching. That the less makeup you wear, the more holy you are. Years ago, there's some churches believe that that's why some women, they don't wear makeup because they don't want to look like Jezebel. Well, they don't know what Jezebel looked like. Ain't nobody ever seen Jezebel in your generation. You see what I'm trying to say? So they thought the uglier you got, the holier you would become. No, that just called stupidity. I went to a church one time, a girl, I must have been 15 years old. She invited me. I mean, I would go on a little date and she wanted to go to church. I said, church, you got to be kidding me. Church? I couldn't believe I'd go on a date to church because I was such a heathen from hell, you know. But I went, and it was a church that didn't believe in makeup and they didn't believe in none of that kind of stuff, you know. And I remember walking in there and looking around, said, boy, there ain't going to be no lust here. That's for sure. Lord, Jesus, I had never seen ugly like that in my life. My God, you know. That's the last time I dated her. You know what I'm saying? Holiness is very necessary for salvation. And holiness is actually the nature of God that people see in you. And it's such a blessing to be like God. It's such a blessing to talk like God. It's such a blessing because his holiness will go before you, back of you, around you all the time. And it's a light in a dark place. You see, write this down. Without holiness, we are not complete or perfect people. You see, that's what Peter was saying. Without holiness, we're not complete or perfect people, or what I mean, matured people. Holiness will mature you to understand what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. It's a wonderful thing to be holy. And yet, you know, which means when you're holy in your conversation and your way of living, your language is holy. You see, everything you do is holy. If you bless someone, that's holiness. That's wonderful that's going on. When you pray for somebody, that's holiness. Because they go, whoa, somebody's willing to pray for me. That's holiness, you see. When you understand that without holiness, you are not complete or made perfect or made matured. So I want to grow more holier every day of my life. And what that means is more of God shining out of me and shining in me and shining around me. Every which way, shape, or form. Because holiness is necessary for salvation. Now, salvation, its truest definition, means soundness. You're totally, completely sound. In other words, when you're really holy, let me say that when you're really holy, they don't know what denomination you're from. or non-denomination, or interdenomination. You can be holy and be Catholic. You can be holy and be Methodist. You can be holy and be Presbyterian, Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel Assemblies of God, Mennonite, Amish, I mean, all that stuff. Because holiness will come like a sign, like a blinking light. That man or that woman loves God and are close to God. Now, when you're holy, you don't have much time for sinning. Well, I lost this crowd. Let me go over here. When you're holy, you don't have much time for sinning. Sin doesn't hang around holiness because holiness rebukes it completely without saying one word. You ain't got to say one word. That holiness character, that holiness badge will do that work for you. So let me say it again. Holiness is necessary for salvation. And without holiness, we are not complete or perfect. Now, you see, you got to understand something. So, how can you be holy? Well, write this down. God never asked us to be omnipotent. He never asked us to be omniscient. He asked us to be holy. You know, people think, and some people think, oh, he's a holy Joe. Or is this you saying that you want to become omnipotent, omniscient? No. There's no one can be omnipotent or omniscient, but you can be holy. He never said to be omnipotent or omniscient. He said, be ye holy. So I do that in my everyday, everywhere I go. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm holy. That's right. Whatever I do, wherever I just bring, and people say, there's something about you. I say, yeah, it's God. They go, huh? Oh, you're religion. I said, no, I'm not religious. I'm not religious at all. I just holy. And sometimes I had some people look at me and say, you know, you make me feel bad. I said, because you're doing bad. I don't even know who you are. See, it's that holiness saying something without one word being spoken. If you go to a funeral and someone passes away and go up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they knew the Lord, that's holiness, man. You go, I'll tell you one thing, I know where he's at. I know where she's at. You see, that's a wonderful thing because it's a great badge of honor to be like God. Let me say it again. He never said be omnipotent or be omniscient. He said, be ye holy. Now, what does this holiness do to us? Let me read that verse again. Verse 15. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, all manner of way of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am. Notice the word I am. That's the name of God. I am that I am. Holy. What does holiness do? Write this down. Holiness enables us to do good in the highest sense of goodness. When I give an offering, when I give an offering to the Lord, that's holiness. Do you know, you got to understand something about God. He don't need nothing. He's God. You understand what I'm saying? And but when you do that, that's a holy act that you just want to be a blessing to God Almighty. So holiness enables us to do good in the highest sense of goodness. Health, let me say this, healthy sap must circulate in the tree or it will not bear fruit. You see, holiness is the sap that's in the tree that makes the fruit come by. Let me say it again. Holiness enables us to do good in the highest sense of goodness. Healthy sap must circulate in the tree or it will not bear fruit. You see, so in other words, you've heard me say it so many times, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or Jesus in me. What they're seeing in you is the holiness, that Holy Ghost or that Holy Spirit sap that's bearing forth fruit. See, and it's just so wonderful. And I want to tell you something about holiness. Holiness will make you judge yourself. Write that down. That'll help you. That's not in my notes, but that'll help you. It will make you judge yourself. God won't have to judge you. You'll say, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, forgive me. I got up this morning on Holy Week. I went up. I have a chapel in my home. I got a beautiful home. And I got God's room. I call it God's room. You know, people want to see the home and that voice. I said, let me show you my favorite room that I built. And my God, I have pews that are in there that are 1780, 1790. That I got them out of in Edinburgh, Scotland. They were closing this great cathedral, and I said, "Man, I want some of them pews and things." I found out we went to a place in Georgia, and they were the agent for us to get those things. And I've even got altars and stuff. And when I walk in there, it's just such a blessing of God. And I have the way of the cross all the way around the room, you know, in paintings and things that on canvas. And it's just a blessing. So I went in there this morning, and I said, "Lord, I'm going to take Holy Communion." Holy Communion. That's an amazing thing. And boy, I tell you what, I was in the glorious presence of God, and it made me feel good, for lack of a better way to say it, you know. I prayed, I did my devotion, and I just, and when you read your Bible, that's a holy thing. And when you read your Bible, Oh, and when you act holy, it make the devil nervous because he can't combat it. He can't handle holiness. You see, and that's a wonderful thing. Let me say it again. Holiness enables us to do good in the highest sense of goodness. Healthy sap must circulate in the tree or it will not bear fruit. I've had so many people say, it seems like everything you touch prospers. You know why? I'm holy. Now, some people will write me an ugly letter and say, who do he think he is? Holy. Look at me. Holy. Not sometime, not all the time. Holy. Not sometime, not all the time, but every time. You see, that doesn't mean I haven't sinned. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the holiness of God in me, I judge myself. I asked the Lord, he said, Jesse, I don't have time to judge you. Your holiness will judge you. Amen. And you will repent of that. Do you see what I'm saying? Holiness keeps me healthy. You ever seen me sick? Has anybody ever saw me sick, hurting so bad I can't do nothing? Anybody? Mm-mm. I don't mean that pridefully. That's that character of God, see. You ever saw me broke? My money is holy. Lord Jesus. It's just holy, and it never runs out. Why? Because I hear that song, every time I turn around, he makes his way. I tell you one thing, it will work. When I sow a seed, I say that's holy seed. When I give a tip to some waiter or waitress, I say that's holy seed. That's going to help you. That's going to produce for you. And you know, most of them say, oh, you can't do that. That's just too much. I said, well, give it back. They go, See, once you understand and tasted holiness, it's very hard to give it back because it's wonderful. So holiness enables us to do good in the highest sense of goodness. I love that statement. Healthy sap must circulate in the tree or it will not bear fruit. The reason why me and Kathy have been married almost 55 years, we got healthy sap. Amen. And it circulates back and forth. See what I'm saying? And good sap will make good syrup. Aunt your mama syrup. I got a little irritated when he took Aunt your mama off the syrup. That woman, you talking about, that's some of the best syrup you'll ever eat in your entire life. That was an honor. That woman was a great business person. Wasn't what I call, I never thought of it as prejudice. I thought, look at her. That lady know what she's doing. Makes a good product, sold it, and did very well. What's wrong with that? But I heard Aunt your mama coming back. Did you hear that? Somebody said that. Excuse me, man. Finally, I really believe if we'll listen and be ye holy, we'll get to the point where we know no color. Amen. Yes. And after a while, everybody can just be everybody they want to be. Amen. We'll be like Star Trek. They had some weird people in Star Trek from different planets and everything. But if you notice the actress, first black woman, first white man kissing a black woman on television. You, what's her name? Yuhura. Yeah, glory to God. And people thought, that can't happen. It did. What's the difference between her lips and some other colored lips? Nothing. Just lips. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Listen to me. See, you get to a point, you just love people. And you get along with everybody. That's holiness bringing that together. So I feel totally comfortable when I go in different churches. Not like this one sometimes. I just sit there and go, let my holiness exude. And it comes out in a way that it bears fruit. I've had people say, you're a real godly man. And I don't turn down that compliment. I said, yes, I am. I enjoy being holy. Because he said, be ye holy for I am holy. How many times God said, you're looking good, Jesse? You're doing good. Especially when I learned to control my temper, the Lord said, that's holiness. Now my mind saying, cuss? No, you ain't gonna cuss. That's not my thoughts. My thoughts are lovely, just, good, report, and pure, and virtuous. I'm gonna think on these things. Think about that. In every which way, shape, or form. My Lord. And when I go up to the mountains, I see the magnificent Colorado Rockies and the Canadian Rockies. And the Swiss Alps, I've been all over the world, man. You see that it's majestic. I go, this is holiness. Look at this. Look what God done. He said, I did good, huh? I said, you certainly did. Yeah, it's just amazing to see those wonderful things. When I'm flying over that ocean and I'm in miles and miles from Los Angeles to Honolulu, 2,462 nautical miles. You better have enough fuel or you're going to die because there's no landing. Once you get to Honolulu, then you can go out in the Pacific Ocean. There's islands all over where you can get jet fuel. But from Los Angeles to Honolulu, you better have enough. Then I think, look how he made this ocean. Yet it's teeming with life. My God. Did you see when Elon Musk brought those people that were stuck up there at the International Space Station? Y'all saw that? Hey, man, hold your hand up if you saw that. Wasn't that wonderful? My Lord. Think about that. And guess who showed up? The dolphins. The dolphin said, hello, what y'all doing at my house? I mean, they were swimming around the capsule. Hey, how y'all doing? It was a blessing. Well, they were created by God Almighty. Think about that for a minute. Something wonderful had happened. And when I would see her on the International Space Station, that woman's hair would go straight up. Did y'all see that? You'd think she'd have put it in a ponytail, but she didn't care. Didn't make no difference. But since she's now on the Earth, it ain't went up at all. That's gravity holding it down. See, those things of that nature. Thank God for gravity, because you would be floating out of church right now. Think about that for a minute. All these things was done by a holy God. He flung the stars with his hands. Go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to show you how powerful your God is. Anytime you ever get depressed or, you know, something like that, go read this verse. Read this. This will knock your socks off. If I can find it here. Oh, Lord, hang on just a second. Isaiah chapter 40, it might be Isaiah 41 maybe. Hallelujah. Let's see. Kathy, help me find that. You know what I'm talking about? Where is it at here? Hang on, just keep on. I'm going to do like Gloria Copeland. She'll just wait till she finds it. I have raised that one. We have to clear it. Isaiah 40. Oh, yeah, here it is. Watch this, verse 12. This is how God made everything. This is holiness in action. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Look at me. He took one drop of water, one drop, and created the oceans of the world. This is your God. This is the God that you can come boldly through the throne of grace. Ask anything in his name and he'll do it. Look, one drop. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heavens, the heaven with a span. 91 billion light years, it says, is the perimeter of the universe. And God did this. Boom. And that's this universe. What about the multiple ones that we now know out there? This God, this holy God, and he wants you to be your. So if he can do this, why can't I do that? Come on, listen to me. Let that sink. If he can do these things, I have his DNA. Why can't I do those? Now, the Hawaiians have learned how to do it. Hang loose. He meted it with a span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. You would think that the earth would flip over how much dirt we've moved. How much dirt they dig out there, move it over here, move it over there. All the dirt. There's more planets than grains of sand and stars and any beach on the planet Earth. He flung it. Look at it. And you want to be depressed? Look, this is the God you serve. Let me start from the top again. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span, comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. He knows how heavy Mount Everest is. He knows how heavy Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea and Kilauea, that's in the Hawaiian Islands. Actually, Mauna Loa is the tallest mountain in the world. They say it's not because they measure from the waterline, which is over 14,000 feet high, but it's 20,000 feet below the water. So it's 34,000, and I think Mount Everest, as it's measured from the bottom, it's 29,000. It's just depends how you look at things. Daylight saving time or God's time? Somebody must have been praying because President Trump's thinking about trying to get the Congress to change that. How many of y'all want to get it changed? Hold your hand up. Don't you want to do that? Write your congressman. Do something. Now, some people like daylight saving time. Me, I like the God time. Amen. I like getting up when it's light. You know what I'm saying? Or if you got kids or something, instead of going to the bus stop, darkness, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, when we fall back, I don't think the gorilla said, hey, look at this. They don't change at all. They get up when they want. They know the time frame. Look, this is God. Look, and weighed the mountains, good God, in scales, and the hills and the mountains, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him. Mom, do you understand? How can I be so depressed when God can just do this? And when he did it, it was holy ground. Do you know what that means? Moses, take your shoes off. Or you can say it like Moses did, Charlton says, Moses, take the shoes off from thy feet, for where thou standest is holy ground. Which means, I'm going to get somebody mad. Watch me walk. I'm turning that carpet into holy ground. It's coming out the top of my head and then the bottom of my feet. Amen. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching, God. I'm going to make you think. You see, instead of trying to limit you in everything, like the church world has done for thousands of years, everywhere I walk, Ron, everywhere you walk, holy ground. Why? DNA of God. Think about that. Glory to God. When you understand that, that's the God we serve. Why holy? Why not be? You're going to love our partner offer message. He rose from the dead and we received the power. When Jesus conquered death and came out of that grave, he gave us resurrection power. It's time to unleash that power in your life. How? Perceive it, recognize it, and understand it. This message will change your life. Go to jdm.org and get it today. You will be blessed, I promise.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and these children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You know, people really don't think they need to be holy because they're under grace. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Go to our JDM app to watch today's message in full. You need to hear it all. You will be blessed. You know, the Lord told me to do something brand new this year. I'm going to do it 4 or 5 different places. I'll be traveling doing what I call my heaven tour. And this tour is, it's about my trip to heaven. My first one is coming up in Branson, Missouri, April the 10th at 7 p.m. We'll be at Faith Life Church. These services are in person only. In other words, they will now go out on the internet. So join us in Branson or at one of the other services and you will be transformed, which means it's going to be totally different. There'll be no worship, none of that. I'm going to come out and begin to talk about what happened. And then I'll open it up to question and answer for people if they like to. I'll give an altar call if people want to get born again. But this is in person only, like they say, theaters only. So my church is only. Praise God. You'll be blessed. To go along with my heaven tour, we're offering our faith book. I call faith book because it is a faith book. Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. It's the testimony of my trip to heaven and other miraculous encounters with the Lord. It's a message of hope and has changed lives all around the world. You can order your copy at jdm.org today if you like. Partners, thank you for your wonderful, faithful financial fellowship. 50 years of preaching this gospel and never having a financial deficit. That's the most amazing thing because you believe God and I believe God. And together we just do his glorious work. So thank you for being a partner. And I mean that sincerely. And nothing too little, nothing too big, 100% is going in the world evangelism. And I mean that sincerely. I love you. I really do. This is Jesse the Planner from New Orleans saying, God bless you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Think of that. That's the words of Jesus. See, Jesse Planus Ministries has one driving passion, one thing we ask in Jesus' name: to be empowered and equipped above and beyond to effectively share God's message of salvation with the entire world. We want everyone to have an opportunity to know the real Jesus, approachable, personable, compassionate, and full of joy. That's the truth that we put on full display and invite countless others to know for themselves. We know He'll do everything and more. Why? Because we believe it, leading us to do the impossible for His glory. God called me to go. He said, go ye and I go. And sent people to link up in faith with the vision. That's you sending me to do the work. We are running further and faster than ever, infused with supernatural energy, shining the light of the gospel, seizing every divine opportunity. We're advancing and cutting through barriers to reach people right where they are. What shall I do for thee? Ask God for something unbelievable, something impossible. And you know what God will do? He'll walk off that throne and go get that thing for you.
Church, as we celebrate the resurrection and hear a life-changing message from Jesse Duplantis.
He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever.
As you saw him go, you're going to see him come. Some people say, I don't believe that. You will.
Resurrection Sunday, April 5th, 10 a.m. at Covenant Church, 1973 Ormond Boulevard in Destrehan, Louisiana. We look forward to seeing you and your family here.
Not only did Jesus wash my sin away and wash your sin away, he expunged your record. You have nothing in your record that you ever sinned.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.